you know, 3 months doing this topic alone because it's so huge, and I think it can really help move people forward. But I'm going to kind of do a brief summary of it, some of the issues around it, and hopefully open your eyes to trust as a critical thread in your business. So hang on, I'll put everybody on mute. Great. Okay, everybody, let's kick in. So trust is what I want to talk about today. And one of the things that triggered the issue for me was just, you know, looking at some of the Network Marketing Times. I think if you wanted to go back and read some great articles around trust, you can find them in the May through June 2007 Network Marketing Times magazine. I'm getting some static. Are you guys getting it too? Let me just take unmute and go back on mute.
Are
you guys hearing
that's
the
worse.
Static I'm hearing or not?
Oh, wait,
were
much,
you hearing static?
Worse when you unmute.
Yeah.
Worse? Yeah, I knew that. Okay, let me go back
Doctor
to mute.
Told you like 5 or 6 hours only a day.
You mean like some of these guys
I'm
talking in the background?
Enough,
yeah. All right, I'm going back to mute.
You're here.
Okay. Maybe I'm getting static. Okay, I've got Lydia checking with the company to see why we're getting some static. I just hear it blipping here and there on the phone. Anyway, so let's talk about trust. Let's talk about the core principle of what really makes every relationship and any relationship work in our lives. We can look at the word trust, and everybody has a little different reaction to the word trust. What is it? What is the word trust? You know, why is it important today? Well, when you look at the word trust, it really is a word that's it's more than a noun, it's also a verb. It's a noun that we talk about, you know, what we have between each other, and it's also a verb. It's an action that we take. It's kind of like the word love. A lot of people think the word love is a feeling when really, in effect, that love is not only a noun, but it's also a verb. And if you want more love, you have to give more love. And love is about taking action, showing respect, and honoring people. And a lot of aspects about loving somebody are the same kind of aspects we have around trusting people. Many of the activities and the actions about making it a verb are very, very similar. And as we know that when we look at relationships with people, the most critical aspect of our relationship with any person, whether it's a brand new person you've just met in the library or at the post office or the grocery store, wherever it is in your Manatech business, outside of your Manatech business, your personal life, whatever it is, the most core foundational principle in any relationship is that layer of trust. And, you know, when you can, the people that are most effective in doing network marketing are really people that, in a very short period of time, can bring people into their realm of trust, open the floodgates to allow a person to really believe they can trust you. And we talk about how we do that with showing how much we care and opening our hearts, our body language, our tone of our voice. Every aspect of every part of our body really applies to, you know, developing that level of trust. So there's just a lot of training and education that can be done in how to build trust with people around all the different levels of communication skills we have, which you know, and even in my training classes that I'm talking about, we talked about languaging, and I said, you know, that what you communicate, only 10% of what you communicate comes from the words you say. And for most people, that's a gigantic aha. And that's the reason I teach that, especially in the listening class, is because we have to learn to listen at other levels. We can't just listen to words. We need to focus on the words people say, but we need to also focus on what are their feelings? What's their body language telling me? What are the other things that are going on for this person? And really listen from a completeness, not just from words. So it's that kind of thing that helps you develop trust with people, is being that, you know, full player when somebody's communicating. And most of us have a hard time. We tend to stay superficial. We want to be on our agenda. We can't focus on the other person. We have so many things that hold us back, and trust will not be built because we don't have that foundation of great listening skills, too. So, you know, trust is, again, so critical. It's at the foundation of every relationship. How do we look at it? You've got to look at yourself and say, you know, do an evaluation. Is trust an issue for you? And for a majority of people in this country, we have trust as a major underlying issue. It can start off looking like what happened to you as a child. You know, things that happened in your childhood. It could be a bad marriage, a tough divorce, a child custody battle, a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, a bad breakup, somebody screwed you when you bought a house and you feel like they took advantage of you, and you know, or you know, somebody at church, you know, in a concept of saying, let's pray for this person, they gossiped about you and they broke your level, you know, it's broken trust that typically causes you to stop trusting. But you know, you start being aware of, you don't have to always know where your lack of trust came from, but you need to really look at yourself and say, am I a trusting person? Do I trust? Is it about you or is it about others? Well, it's both. Do you trust yourself? Do you trust others? And if, you know, and that's one thing, that's looking at you. Are you trusting of yourself and are you trusting of others? And then you have to look at, do others trust me? So it's a two-way street. And I put a quote in the outline today from Lao Tzu who said, no trust given, none received. So it's a classic biblical principle, as you sow, so shall you reap. If you want to be trusted, what do you have to do? Trust others. So there's a huge concept. It's about others and about you, but the two are intertwined, indelibly intertwined to the point where you can't have one without the other. It's not something that will work for you. And why do we need it when we look at network marketing? Because our entire business is built on people. And network marketing is nothing more than a people business. And it's a business, so it's a business totally built on trust. And people a lot of times say, well, we have two things to sell. We have the products and we have the opportunity. And, you know, one of the articles that was written was great on what they talked about. No, we really have three things to sell. We have product, we have opportunity, and we have trust, or we have ourselves. We're selling ourselves. We're selling the trust that people would have in us, because without that, they're not going to take action. It is the causative factor for people to take action with you. Do they trust you? So you got to do it. Analysis. Am I trustworthy? What is it about me that causes people not to trust me? Look at your behavior, your tone, your listening skills, all the things, the characteristics that will support people trusting you. Do you do those things? Do you behave in that fashion? Do you have character that breeds trust? And if not, what shifts do you need to make in your life? And when you look at network marketing, prospects buy because of you. They don't buy because of the product or the benefit. They buy because of you. They trust you or they don't trust you. Prospects partner with you in the business because of you. Do they trust you or don't trust you? Longevity with customers and partners, same thing. Customers stay because of you. You retain customers because of you. Do they trust you? Do they trust the relationship? Are you supporting that? Are you big into customer service? Do you show how much you care? When you show how much you care, what are you doing? You're making contributions into the trust account. That's what's building the trust. And partners persist because of you. Every single business partner you bring on board, I'm telling you, they're not going to take off and go 90 miles an hour and just become platinum presidential in 6 months or less. That's not the reality of this business. They're going to have ups and downs. And why do they persist? Because they trust you. They trust the relationship with you. It's so critical that that's underlying concepts there that you build. So our goal in network marketing, our goal as networkers, our goal in Manatech, our goal in life, our goal in our relationships in our home, our goal in our homestead, in our church, everywhere you live, you want to build a culture of trust. Choose to build a culture of trust. So critical to build an environment of trust. Another article talked about chicken or egg syndrome, because, you know, a lot of people say that, well, Mary Jo, I trust somebody as long as they prove themselves trustworthy. Well, that's the chicken or egg. Does the chicken come before the egg? Do I trust somebody first, or do I wait until they prove they're trustworthy, and then I trust them? Wow. Well, you can see the inherent problems in network marketing if you choose to be the chicken instead of the egg. Most of us, we're either chicken or an egg. We either choose to trust or we choose not to. The chicken is the person that says, I'm not going to choose to trust somebody until they prove themselves trustworthy, right? What is it for you? Are you in that posture? Are you choosing the chicken or are you choosing the egg? An egg person is somebody that says, you know what, I'm inherently going to trust people till they prove me wrong. And, you know, does that mean you're going to take risks? Absolutely. That's a risky proposition. It's a risky proposition. But it opens up phenomenal doors for you, and it also has so many other attributes to it, and we'll talk about those. Why is that a position that everyone ought to take? Trust is the cornerstone to building a dynamic network of people. So what should you be, chicken or egg? I'm suggesting egg. You don't want to be the chicken. The glue that holds the network together is trust. So when you have a problem with trusting people, then maybe your walk in this world, first of all, you want to tackle it and get over it. That's the first thing I like to work with people on. How do I overcome my inability to trust? And this isn't a day that we can tackle that. It's not what this Monday call's about, but it's an issue that you really need to grapple with. And maybe we do a power training on trust, because it's big, but it's experiential. It's changing habits around it, which are things that take a lot of breakthrough. So it doesn't just happen. But the first step to happening is your self-awareness. That's why I tell you, analyze it for yourself. What is it for you? Are you chicken or egg? Because a lot of people, they get into network marketing and they feel really unsafe. And the reason is because in corporate structures, you have plenty of structure and organization and rules and regulations. And all of that gives you a real sense of safety. It's like a safety net, a safety structure. And when you have all that safetiness and safety structure, then your lack of trust or trustworthiness towards others doesn't play a big role, because you have so much structure and safety. So you can get away with not trusting people. Is that true about network marketing? I'm going to suggest absolutely not. In a freer organization or a freer structure or a less structured environment like network marketing, that's when it becomes critical to be able to step into trust. Absolutely critical to be able to step into trust. And trust will open you up to risk, undoubtedly opens you up to risk. But it truly is a way, by trusting people, if you look at what you do in your organization, you look at how you treat people, you look at how you treat prospects, if you trust people, what happens is you really are empowering them. Because by trusting a person, what are you saying about them? You're saying, I believe in you. I believe in you. When you believe in people, what do you cause them to do? You support them in, number one, believing in themselves, because somebody else is believing in me for the first time in my life. And so people start building their own self, in, you know, confidence and self-worth. You're pouring into them. You're contributing into them. It's incredibly empowering for a person, for you to trust them, because now that just makes them feel better about themselves. They get the I can do syndrome and start getting rid of and off of the base of I can't do syndrome. So trust has just got so many ramifications to it. When you trust somebody, what you create for them in terms of their belief system, their motivation, they're seeing themselves differently, and it's all because you did one thing. You stepped into their lives in a trusting fashion. I see it happen all the time in my coaching services that I do with my foundation. You know, when I trust somebody, and I always give them the benefit of that, I step into every one of those sessions with, wow, you guys can really do this. I mean, this is something. And they look at me like, wow, she believes in us. She trusts us. And when I help them with the financial stuff, when I cut a check and I say, just pay me back, and they look at me like, oh, my gosh, she trusts us. And you know what? If you don't trust people, you're cutting them short and you're never pouring in. You're not making that contribution. But you got to be willing to be vulnerable. You got to be willing to take a risk. But far greater is the payoff, and far greater for this world is the payoff, when we can start developing people with greater levels of trust and greater empowerment, so that they can pull themselves up and have greater self-esteem and greater self-confidence. And that's where trust comes and plays such a huge role. And you can see how this works in your business at Manatech with your teams and building environments of trust so people can work together, even cross-line. You know, one of the main reasons that people don't work in cross lines and other, they're reinforcing a high level of distrust. Well, that's so stupid. All you're doing is reinforcing it, and you're augmenting it. It's totally disempowering. I love people working cross line with each other. I think you can build teams, cross line teams. There's not a shortage of people to be signed up out there, and we need to be pouring trust into people, because by pouring trust into people, that's when people start behaving at a higher level. But if we distrust them, what are we going to get? It's kind of like, as you sow, so shall you reap. You distrust people, you're going to get untrustworthy behavior. You start trusting people and watch the difference and shift in behavior. So critical through all this is that what? We need to build trust. We need to build trust. We need to grow in trust. And I'm just going to suggest to you, you know, the number one way to build trust is extend it to others. You know, as you sow, so shall you reap, just as I said. That's the number one way. You know, you want to build trust, then you give trust. You want love, you give love. You want friends, you make friends. You know, you gotta put out in the universe what you want back. And that is absolutely true about the word trust. You have to extend it in order to get it. So, and the other aspect about trust is that, you know, actions speak louder than words. People can talk all they want around that issue, but it means nothing until the behavior, the walk is there, the actions are there. And Stephen Covey, you guys know I love this guy so much. Well, guess what? He's got a son who is an incredible writer as well as Stephen, and his name happens to be Stephen Covey, too. No, not two in terms of the second, but his name is also Stephen Covey. Stephen, and that's what I put in the outline, I put Stephen M. R. Covey, and he wrote a book around trust in and of itself, and I highly recommend it if you want to read the book, and maybe down the road, it's a book I could spend, 8 weeks on Monday calls just going through the book if people have interest in that, because it's just so packed full of incredible concepts, and each of the concepts you could spend a whole hour on in and of itself because they're so powerful. But in his book, what I want to talk about, there's a lot of greatness to it, but today on the call, what I'd like to isolate on is talk about the 13 behaviors that Stephen outlines of, how do I build trust? What 13 behaviors will really grow trust for you? And he talks about thinking about trust as having, that each of us have trust accounts. We make deposits in trust accounts with people. It's kind of like that emotional bank account. We've probably heard that terminology. It came out of many other books, including Stephen Covey's his father's book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. The son, Stephen Covey, talked about trust accounts. And, of course, every time, just like an emotional bank accounts, withdrawals are always bigger than deposits. So you can deposit. Once you break trust, guess what? Sometimes it wipes out the bank account. So you have to always think about, how am I impacting that trust account? And here's another one. Warren Buffett has a great statement. Here's a quote from him. He says, it takes 20 years to build your reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. And isn't that so true? So we want to be careful, and we want to look at our behavior and say, how can we carry on best behavior to create best results when it comes to trust with people? Because we don't want to risk losing it. We don't want to lose it. So we want to make sure that we behave in a way that supports us. And so the 13 behaviors that Stephen talks about, and I'll try to go through them quickly. You could, like I said, I could spend an hour on each one of them because they're so incredible. Each one of them has so much information around it. Number one is talk straight. And talking straight is a critical thing. It's not just about telling the truth. Some of you think, well, Mary Jo, I told the truth. You know, there's a difference between telling the truth and telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, right? You know, the whole truth, half truth people tell, or they don't give all the information, they just get some of the information. So when you're talking about talk straight, it's more than just telling the truth. Here's a good quote from a chairman and CEO of Ogilvy and Mather. He said, the people I have trouble dealing with are people who tend to not give full information. They purposely leave out certain parts of the story. They distort the facts. So it's not just what you say. It's not just from a technical perspective, but are you giving the full truth and nothing but the truth? Are you totally forthcoming in what you say? So you got to look at talk straight is more than just being honest, or just being technical. It's about, are you telling me the whole story? It's the whole story. Talking straight is the whole story. So in summary, when you look at talking straight, what are we talking? It's about being honest, telling the truth. That's the foundation. Letting people know where you stand. In other words, not lying behind and sitting back in the woods, but really letting people know where you stand. Using simple language. Don't use complexities to confuse people. Call things what they are. Call a spade, great statement there. Demonstrate integrity. Don't manipulate people or distort the facts. Don't spin the truth. Where do we see that in network marketing? You know, hypey talk, big language, all that stuff. That's what gets trust eliminated from a person's perception of you when you get into hypey. Oh, this is the best opportunity, that we pay the most money, we have the best comp plan, we have the best, there's no need to say any of that. It's not about hype. It's not spins. Don't put a spin on it. Don't leave false impressions. Just talk straight. It's kind of what I talked about the other day when people were using backpacks, and I said, I don't tell people I need a bag in 24 hours because I have somebody else I have to give it to, because, I'm not talking straight. It's not about, you know, I can't do it because I just know it's a lie fitting their behavior. I tell people to look at it. I said, can I get you to commit to looking at this in the next 24 hours? Because I really want you to make a decision on it. So you be real with what you say to people. You don't go around the cycle and you know, make things up just because they behoove you, or you're going to manipulate the behavior. Watch what you do in network marketing. Manipulation of behavior is really an old-timey concept. You know, read Michael Oliver on natural selling and look at some of the things that Brian Tracy's done, and they look back at old-timey selling and they go, my gosh, we used to do a lot of manipulation, and, you know, just we weren't straight. And that's so talk straight. Huge thing. Get rid of hype. Use, you know, be true to your word in as best a fashion as you possibly can. So always keep that in mind. Number two is demonstrate respect. And here's a good quote on that. You can judge a person's character by the way he treats people who can't help him or hurt him. Ooh, wow. You can judge a person's character by the way he treats people who can't help him or hurt him. It's a great quote, isn't it? It really is resounding to me because it really has to do with, you know, something I learned a while back where I just said, you know, everybody's had different experiences in life, every single one of us, and all of our attitudes, judgments, beliefs, you know, our understanding of the world is based on our experiences. So there's not a person on the face of the earth that doesn't have something to offer me around their experiences and what caused them to achieve the understanding and beliefs they have. So that just changed my whole value of every human being. It opened my eyes to appreciating every single human being on earth. And it really is that's our character comes out. How do we treat a person who can't help you or hurt you? Are we treating them the same? What is our true character? How are we coming out? So demonstrate respect is based on the principles of respect and fairness and kindness, love and civility, but the overarching principle behind it is the intrinsic worth we put on individuals, the importance of each human being as a part of the human family. The behavior is the golden rule in action. And, you know, that golden rule transcends every culture and every religion worldwide. It doesn't matter. You know, Christianity, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Judaism, what you hate, do not do to anyone. Islam, no one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Hinduism, do nothing to thy neighbor which thou wouldst not have him do to thee. Buddhism, hurt not others with that which pains thyself. So you can just keep going through all of these concepts, all the principles. You can even look at Aristotle. We should behave to our friends as we wish our friends to behave to us. Plato, may I do to others as I would that they should do unto me. You know, that comes out. So the philosophies that we've known from day one in this world and virtually all cultures and religions have that magic golden rule. And it's about what? It's about the intrinsic worth of individuals and demonstrating respect for them. So that's the bottom line. You know, it creates trust in the end. The leaders, here's another one. James O'Toole, the author of Leading Change, he says, what creates trust in the end is the leader's manifest respect for the followers. So genuinely caring for others, showing you care, respecting with dignity, that's critical. Number three is creating transparency. Oh, I'm not going to get through these. Creating transparency, and let me go quickly to try to get through. For some people, becoming a leader can be a real power trip. They relish the feeling of control over both people and information. And we do this in Manatech. We become the know-it-alls, or that we have all the information. They keep secrets, reveal little of their thinking about people and their performance and board and what they know about the business and its future. This kind of behavior certainly establishes the leader as boss, but it drains trust right out of a team. So creating transparency is about being open. It's about being real, genuine, authentic, telling the truth in a way people can verify it. And that's what we want to do, is create that transparency. So always become from authentic. Get real and get genuine. Be open and authentic. Err on the side of disclosure. Number four, right wrongs. This is a great one. To know what is right and not to do it is the worst cowardice. That's what Confucius says. To know what is right and do it, and not do it, I'm sorry, is the worst cowardice. So behavior four, right wrongs, is more than simply apologizing. It's also making restitution. It's making up. It's making whole. It's taking action. It's doing what you can to correct the mistake and then a little more. Writing wrong for me was a huge one because I look back in my life, and one of the things I always had a hard time doing was saying I'm sorry. And some of you might have the same issue going on in your life, and trust me, it's destructive. It's totally self-destructive. Totally self-destructive. Because what does it weigh on? It weighs on humility. It's huge. You know, we can look at different things in our life that can show up for us. You know, righting wrongs is based on the principles of humility, integrity, and restitution. So when you have problems saying I'm sorry or admitting that you're wrong, oh my gosh, look at your issue with humility in your life. It'll scream at you in a gigantic way. So making right wrong, right, righting wrongs or making wrongs right, to make things right when you're wrong, apologize quickly, make restitution where possible, practice service recovery, demonstrate personal humility. Don't let pride get in the way of doing the right thing. Number five, show loyalty that you need to develop in your life with people. Loyalty is, you know, is being able to be around people, and even when you're not, the people aren't around you, you never say a bad word about them. You love on them no matter where they are. It's really speaking about others as if they're right there in your midst. That's huge in terms of loyalty. You give credit where credit is due. Huge. A lot of leaders don't do that. They want to take credit for what they... It's crazy. You can see it out there all the time. I see it in Manitoba. And it's crazy. You want to be able to allocate. So showing loyalty is about giving credit freely, acknowledging contributions of others, speaking about people as if they're right there in your presence, representing others who aren't there to speak for themselves. Don't badmouth people behind their back. Don't disclose private information. All of those things are about showing loyalty. Six is delivering results, and we all know that we'll be less concerned about what we deliver and more concerned with delivering what they have said they would. So it's about delivering results. You know, that impacts trust magnificently. So you've got to deliver results in your life, establish a track record of results, get the right things done, make things happen, accomplish what you're hired to do, be on time. Boy, is that a big one. That's what deliver results is. Being on time is delivering results. You know? Being on time. Don't overcompromise overpromise and undeliver. We want to, underpromise and overdeliver. Yeah. And don't get into excuses. So deliver results. Seven, get better. And this is a concept I've harped on you guys for ages. You all hear my theory. It's a Japanese theory called Kaizen, which builds enormous trust. It's about, Kaizen is about every, just making every day a little bit better. So it's not about changing the world in 24 hours. It's about each day you say, how can I make myself better? How can I be better every day? The other thing about I talk about all the time is, are you green and growing or are you ripe and rotting? Remember, I said you're either one or the other, either green and growing or ripe and rotting. So every day should be about continuous improvement. Increase your capabilities, be a constant learner, develop feedback systems. That's a great way to be better. Both formal and informal feedback. That means coaching, mentoring, friends, asking people their opinions, being willing to receive them. Again, opinions are nothing more than that. I mean, feedback is nothing more than their opinion. You can accept it, adopt it, change yourself because of it, or you can decide that it doesn't apply to you. Whatever, but be open to receive feedback. Behavior number eight is confronting reality. The first responsibility of a leader is define reality, and we've talked about that. We've talked about structural tension. That we talk about, you have to know where you are first before you can change the future. So you got to be able to look at a reality and confront it. You got to be able to draw out, where's my GPV today? You can't hide from it. You can't hide from your lack of prospecting. You can't hide from, you know, you saying the system doesn't work when you haven't been following it. You can't hide from things. You got to confront reality, acknowledge the unsaid, lead out courageously in conversation. Don't skirt real issues. Don't bury your head in the sand. Confront reality. Number nine is clarify expectations. This is a huge one for us. You know that almost all of our anger and disappointment comes from expectations. So we build expectations of people. We don't even tell them we have them, and we get disappointed because they don't comply with our expectations. This happens a ton in marriages. We just have expectations of our spouses, but unless we clarify them and make them clear in the outline, we have no right to have these expectations, but nonetheless it causes anger and distrust and all sorts of repercussions. So to build trust, you need to clarify expectations. It's creating shared vision and agreement about what is to be done up front. You know, it's not about later on after the fact. It's really a behavior that's more about prevention. It prevents loss of trust. And in the process, create trust because you clarify expectations up front. So critical for us to do that, disclosing it, negotiating them or renegotiating if need be, but don't violate expectations. Behavior number 10 is practice accountability, and we do that through what? Many ways. Benjamin Disraeli said, all power is a trust, and we are accountable for its exercise. Ooh, that's great. So practice accountability. The reason why we clarify expectations precedes this behavior is that you have to practice accountability far better when you've clarified expectations first. You can't have accountability without clear expectations, right? So you want to make sure there's two sides of this accountability. First, you have to hold yourself accountable, but it's also important to hold others accountable. In truth, people respond to accountability. They want to be held accountable. So you want to make sure that you're not only holding yourself accountable, but helping others be held accountable as well, especially in your Manifest business. Critical that when you're coaching and teaching people, you hold them accountable. 11 is listen first, and that, you know, is a core principle under Stephen Covey's, his dad's book, Seven Habits. You know, we hear that one, speak first to understand and then be understood. You want to understand another person before you get into diagnose, influence, prescribing, all the stuff that we typically like to do with people. So listen first is to really listen. It's to genuinely listen, but listening not only to a person's words, but what, their feelings, their experience, their point, all of it, and you do it first. You listen first. You understand first. Greenberg, a chairman and CEO of McDonald's, said, I have found that the two best qualities a CEO can have are the ability to listen and to assume the best motives in others. Wow. Some of you don't do either of those things. I can see it. We're just assume the best motives in others. Some of us, we can look at it back, this is about self-analysis. We assume that somebody's trying out for us instead. Get rid of that thought process and that thinking and come from another arena. Ability to listen and assume the best motives in others. That's what we need to be doing. So number 12 is keep commitments, and that's a big one. Boy, if you have issues around that one, I'm going to tell you, jump on my upcoming training on it. We're doing a power training on keeping commitments because it's so huge. In fact, this is so huge. Are you ready for this? In Stephen Covey's book, he calls behavior 12, keep commitments. He says, it is the big kahuna of all behaviors. It is the quickest way to build trust in any relationship, be it with an employee, a boss, a team member, a customer, a supplier, a spouse, a child, the public in general. It's the number one way and the quickest way to build trust is to keep commitments. So what does that give you an idea of what to do? Set yourself up for commitments. Make commitments to a brand new person. That's what I love. I tell people, oh, you'll get a letter from me, and you'll do it. When I first work with a brand new associate, that's what I do. I said, I'm going to send you a letter, tell you exactly what products you're going to get, and I'll give you some information on cleanse response. I load up with tons of commitments. Why? Because if I know it's the core to building trust, why am I not trying to build that relationship? So there's a great clue for a lot of you who are looking at how do I build trust in relationships. Stick your neck out and make a bunch of commitments, commitments you know you're going to make. Because what's the other side of the coin? That this is the quickest way to build trust, and it's also what? The quickest way to break trust if you don't follow through on commitments. To break commitments or violate promises is without question the quickest way to destroy trust. So do you think commitment's a big issue? Huge. Why Mary Jo put it in a power training? So that people can get a perspective around this. It is huge. So, and the 13th behavior he talks about is extend trust, and we already talked about that. That's what I said up front. That was my number one thing. How to build trust is extending trust. We got to give trust to get trust. Trust men, and they will be true to you. Treat them greatly, and they will show themselves great. That's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Yeah. He says, and here's another one from the author of Becoming a Leader. It says, leadership without mutual trust is a contradiction in terms. Wow. That's huge. Huge. So you look at organizations that have huge trust as their core concept in building, like Southwest Airlines and some of the other ones. It's just incredible what they've built and the success they've had. All right, and then I gave you some statistics, some other information out of Stephen's book. I'm not going to review it because we don't have time today, but just in terms of what elevates trust to such a level today, I mean, the information age is huge, and all the things that I wrote down there tell you why trust is imperative. It's absolutely a must. It is going to get greater and greater. And our problem is that our society is drifting away. And, you know, we can look at how we trust Washington or how we trust our, you know, certain things happening in our life. It's awful what's going on in our society. That's what causes. But because of the the degradation of it, it causes the trust to even reach a higher level of importance for all of us in today's world. So, okay, I'm going to take it off of mute and just see if we have any questions, and then we'll go on our way since we're way over time. Okay, hang on. Okay, people, so great. Do you like studying trust? Is that an issue that everybody enjoys talking about, or?
I just like to comment that it used to be a handshake was trust, and
yeah,
boy,
isn't that something? Well,
there was a quote after number three, creating transparency, that I didn't catch. Do you happen to remember what that was?
Hang on a second, I can get it for you. I talked about.
There was some brief.
I don't know. Was it after that one?
It was as part of that, creating transparency, right before you went on to number
about
four,
for
right,
some
wrong.
People, becoming a leader can be a real power trip. They relish the feeling of control over both people and information, so they can keep a little of their thinking about people and their performance. That one?
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
Was the one about treating people hurt or help you? How you treat people, no matter whether they hurt you or help you?
No, that was number two. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it was to know what is right and not doing it.
Yes, that's it.
Confucius.
Thank you.
That's about righting wrong. That's behavior number four.
Oh, okay.
To know what is right and not do it is the worst cowardice, and that's from Confucius.
Okay.
Yeah. Confucius. Great quote. Good. So people, yeah, trust. So let's just, you know, do some self-analysis, self-awareness. Hopefully the call helps you guys start digging in on yourself and seeing some issues for you. I highly recommend that you get the book, The Speed of Trust. I think it's a terrific book. And you can see all the applications of it. But also go back, if you have network marketing times, you can read some articles on different trust aspects of trust, too, in the May, June 2007 network marketing times. They have a number of articles that are well-written. Okay, any last-minute questions or issues? Are you guys going to step out today in a new level of trust? There you go. Take it on. See the difference that comes from that arena. So make a difference out there in a bigger way. All right, everybody. Love you. Have a great week, and I'll be at ManaQuest. I'll see some of you out there. I can't wait to be out there, and I can't wait to get back all that great information.